Welcome to the podcast 2023. I was GM puffing because I did this while walking between the bus and my work. Now I don't have that luxury. So let's call it GM thinking for the moment. Maybe I'm puffing about my thoughts. And so let's see what today's thought is. So today I was thinking about how much potion is effective. The concept basically was, as I made myself a cup of tea and put a teaspoon of this powder that I was suggested, turmeric golden blend. I'm not going to tell you the names or anything because it's not sponsored, but it has curcium, black pepper, turmeric, some other stuff like this, and a lot of science says that this is really good for your well-being, good for your stomach, good for your body, prevents cancer, blah blah blah, if you're into that. But I was thinking about it as a game mastering point of, well, how much am I supposed to have? Like, I was putting I put a teaspoon in, and I've tried it as a teaspoon. I'm like, oh, I can't, no, not for me, too much. But if I put it as a pinch, barely like 1/10 of the end of the teaspoon, how much of a benefit am I really gaining from this? You know, is it actually doing me any good at all in such small quantities? Maybe it's exponentially not that good for me. And that got me thinking, hang on, maybe that's how potions should actually work. If you think about it, and let's go back a second, as games masters, we're trying to create suspenseful moments, okay? We want our players to have a suspenseful moment where they're thinking, oh dear, what kind of trouble have I got myself into? And in that sense, in that moment, you're going to be thinking, okay, I need to create these moments for my players. The standard, classic, straightforward, this is how many hit points you've got. This is the monster you're fighting. Certain monsters of certain levels will do a certain amount of damage, and so therefore I know how much health I'm going to have by the time I get to the end boss. And when I get to the end boss and I'm down to my last 3 hit points, and I've got 30 normally, I'm going to be drinking 2 of these 15 point, or approximate 15 hit point healing potions, because that's going to bring me back to 30. It won't take me above. Now, I can take a single 15, and I'll be sitting on 17, but I don't know that the big boss is only going to be doing less than 17 damage per hit. If I know that there's some sort of small amount of damage, so I'll take the 15 now, I'm on 17 hit points. If I take 2 or 3 points of damage, then I can quaff that second potion, bringing me back to the full 30, giving me the most effective amount of that potion, right? Because I've got 2 potions at 15. But what happens if a third of the way through the dungeon, I've only taken 7 hit points of damage, well, let's say 8 hit points of damage. And I know that the 15 hit point potion is there, and I can drink half of it. And I won't get the 0.5 because, you know, the designers of the game at least thought about this and went, let's make it 15 for the full but 7 for the half. So you lose that extra point if you only drink half the potion. So you drink half the potion, you get 7 points back. You're only at 1 damage now and you're thinking, okay, that's good. And then you go a bit further into the dungeon and you take another 7, 8, 9 points of damage along the way and you quaff the other half of the potion and voila, you're back to a closer amount, and that's a safer way to do things. But is that really fair to say that potions should work 100% effectiveness if you only have half the potion? So in the sense of how much is too much versus how much is enough, we know that when it comes to nutrition at least, that if you don't eat half of your daily requirements, your body is not going to be doing half of its job. It's going to be doing less of its job. There's like a percentage of the nutrition requirements required to get through the day. And then the excess goes into repair and going on with things. And so, and your body has to figure out where it's going to put that requirements minimum where to take away from your body that's not being used, and where to apply to repair that damage that's happened. And sometimes that might be as simple as, well, I'm going to allow damage on this organ because I'll try to heal that with tomorrow's protein. But right now, my other organ really needs it, so I'm going to put extra in to heal that particular organ. So given my understanding of that then, it makes more sense that partial amounts of potion should exponentially do partial amounts of repair. Now, this is simple enough to say. You break a potion down into 10 parts. If you drink 10 parts, 10 times 10 is 100, 100% effective. If you drink 9 parts, then 9 times 9 is 81. So it should be 81% effective. Well, 8 parts, 8 times 8, 64. So it should be 64% effective. So if you drink half a potion, that's only 5 times 5, so that's only 25% effective, which comes more into the line of how our body works and how nutrients are taken in and so forth. So in that sense, it's like, whoa, hang on a second. Half a potion's only going to give you 25% of its benefit. Now a player is more likely to push themselves to a point where, hang on, I can take 15 now, or if I drink half the potion, I'll get 4 points back, and that's really not worth it, unless 2 sets of 4 is somehow going to offset enough balance. It's not going to, is it? So your player is going to only do that half potion in an emergency situation. And you could even have them roll the dice and say, well, actually, what is half? How do you measure that you've actually drunk half? Maybe you only drank 40% of the potion or 60% of the potion. So maybe D2 plus 3 would be the amount. Oh, sorry, D2 plus 4 might be the amount you actually drink. So, or somewhere in there, D3 plus 3. So now your players have got a little bit more to have to consider, to think about before making that decision. Am I going to drink a half a potion? Now, I'm focusing purely on potions and purely on health here. But of course, this comes down to a whole bunch of other things. If your player goes into town and buys food and you are running food mechanics and health on food and eating and how hungry your player is and how healthy they are as a result of these things, their natural healing rate should be affected by the kinds of food they're eating. If they're eating poorly, the healing rate should be affected. If they're eating rich foods, it should also be affected. And so then you come down to a nice system whereby you can say, well, actually, your body requires a certain amount of protein nutrients just to do a natural amount of healing. And if you have less, like 9 portions instead of 10, you're only going to get 81%, or 8 portions at 64%, or 7 portions at 49%, and so on and so forth. And so the players now have these multiple situations where they have to do a little bit of balancing of what do I put my resources into. Now, if you go back to original D&D, half the time the whole point of gold was the whittling down of gold with a whole bunch of different expenses that players would have to go through to ensure that they weren't overpowered by buying the latest and greatest weapons. They went to a dungeon as often as not to gain a bunch of treasure, sure, but they took this treasure home and then they had to repair all the existing armor they had. They had to pay for their accommodations, their food, etc. between adventures. And adventures shouldn't be coming up every single day. There shouldn't be a board on the wall with 50 different adventures on it. It should be more. I mean, how can a society survive the thousands and thousands of problems going on and only hundreds of heroes? Vice versa, the heroes should be out there, groups of heroes coming to the tavern, some guy coming in and saying, hey, I've got this goblin problem, who wants to come deal with it? I'll pay you this much money. And two groups of adventurers say, will raise their hands, and he says, okay, well, I'll pay both of you to come and deal with the goblins because they're a menace. And then one whole group gets wiped out. Goblins aren't supposed to be an easy, straightforward. I mean, anyone who's done those, what's it called? Dender's Kobolds, the adventure where the kobolds are very clever. They've got their tactical situation. They've got their strategy sorted out, and they can take out higher level heroes as a result of their abilities and setup. So goblins could do the same. And as a result, these goblins might take out an entire group of heroes, reducing the amount of supply and demand of heroes to quests. So this ties in with this, and then we get the situation where players are going out, they're doing this quest, They're chewing through a set of resources. They're coming back and they're having to survive 2 weeks, a month, maybe 6 weeks until that next adventure happens. And so that chews through their resources. And so it begs the question of, should we pay daily? Should we pay weekly? You know, if you're paying rent to some tavern that you're staying at and you're always buying your food, or should you go to the markets and spend it? And so that, again, that comes back to this percentage of worth. How much you spend on something is, and how much worth you're going to get out of it. And it's just another way of essentially not whittling down, but just keeping a resource management system where if the players don't take care of themselves in their resources, they're going to run out quickly and have to resort to unplanned situations. And that's part of the game. You might not like it necessarily, but if you play any, you know, these dungeon crawl board games do this kind of thing, different kinds of, I mean, if you go back and look at something like Stone Age, one of the key metrics to the game is, yes, you can take the actions, you can take all these different actions to get further in the game, but you've got to constantly worry about paying for the food and upgrading your food income to offset the two so that your action economy comes round to balance things out. And I think it's an important mechanic that we should not, as Games Masters, we should not forget when it comes to roleplay. We should be having this situation of, okay, this is the result, this is the action economy of my players. This is how much attention they should be spending on their background operations. They should be having some tavern that they retreat to, that they know the bartender well, and they don't start bar fights, so the bartender lets them stay in the tavern on a regular basis, and they pay that guy a certain amount of money per month to keep their room free, because they're doing regular adventures and they need to sometimes do a mini adventure just to pay the bills sometimes. That can be its own way of creating story and plot, having those mini adventures just to pay the bills. Well, I hope you had fun with that little idea. Let me know if you managed to inject it into your games and how it worked out. And I'll catch you next time.